AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Civil rights leaders want North Charleston, South Carolina police to create a citizens review board to look at complaints of brutality and bad behavior by police. This comes after a black man was shot in the back and killed by a white officer who's now charged with murder. Local NAACP President Dot Scott says the problem with police in North Charleston goes beyond the killing of Walter Scott.
Mr. Scott's murder was outrageous and revolting, but he doesn't stand alone and his family isn't unique in their suffering.
North Charleston uses its own police officers to conduct internal investigations, but the mayor says the investigation of this shooting has been turned over to the state law enforcement division. Millionaire real estate heir Robert Durst has pleaded not guilty to weapons charges in New Orleans. The weapons arrest has kept him in New Orleans, even though he waived extradition to Los Angeles, where he's charged in a 2000 death of a longtime friend. His attorney, Dick DeGaron, says he thinks local and federal prosecutors are working together against his client.
I feel like we're being tag teamed, and I feel like we need to be in California, where the main case is, so we can try the case.
A large part of the country could have storms today. Roger Edwards is with the Storm Prediction Center.
We will have an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms from parts of Illinois, Indiana, and southwest lower Michigan, back across the lower Ohio Valley, mid-Mississippi Valley, mid-south, Arkansas, and then into northeast Texas. And then surrounding that, we have slight risk that extends a little bit further north, south, east, and west.
The Commerce Department reports wholesale businesses increased their stockpiles by a modest amount in February, while sales kept falling. Sales have either fallen or been flat for the past 7 months. This is AP Radio News. A Secret Service supervisor has been placed on leave as allegations against him are being investigated.
A high-ranking Secret Service supervisor has been placed on administrative leave and his security clearance has been suspended for what the agency calls allegations of misconduct and potential criminal activity. A Secret Service spokesman says the incident was reported to the agency's Office of Professional Responsibility on April 2nd and inspectors conducted interviews to corroborate the allegation. That same day, Director Joseph Clancy was informed of the situation, and the employee was placed on leave. The spokesman says the Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General is investigating the incident. Mike Gracia, Washington.
California's top utility regulator says repeated natural gas accidents, including a deadly 2010 pipeline explosion that killed 8 people, suggest the state's largest power utility could be too big to operate safely. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.